It's After the Movies. I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.
Today, what are we talking about?
The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 2.
I believe it's The Hunger Games, Mockingjay, Part 2.
Whatever.
What the hell is this movie?
It's the triumphant conclusion to The Hunger Games.
Saga. So we got all the usual peeps, Jennifer Lawrence.
Liam Hemsworth.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, may he rest in peace. Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Wright.
Codfish Boy.
Who plays PETA? Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, there you go.
And
Jen Woody, Malone.
Woody Harrelson. All the peeps.
Sutherland.
Yeah.
Papa Sutherland.
Yeah. So we're assuming if you're interested in this at all, it's because you've been watching along with the other ones. This one picks up right where part one left off and takes us to the end.
Yep.
Yes. So, Justine, what'd you think?
I liked it. There are more things about it that I liked than I disliked. Emotional at times. Kept me, like, entertained. Tense. Brutal. And didn't skimp on the military, political ethics that the book kind of handles in the last one, the last book, which I really liked. They actually could have added more to that if they wanted, but I really liked all that. And I'll talk about what I didn't like after you're done.
Okay. Overall, I liked it. I gotta admit, I was a little sleepy today. I don't think it's the movie's fault. I think it was just... It's Sunday, and we had a meal. Ironically, we ate a meal before The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I would say my response to it is kind of sleepy. Like, I didn't think it was boring or anything, but I don't know. It was fine. You know?
It was adequate.
I would actually really love to watch it again with the other Mockingjay movie, put them together. Because this is one of those times where they took one book and split it into two movies. And I remember thinking they did a really good job of that with part one. Like, I know some people didn't like it or feel like it was a complete movie, but I did. I thought they did a great job structuring it. And this one just didn't quite feel... It didn't have the same punch to me as the first one. But maybe that's because I was sleepy. But I thought the performances were good. You know, Jennifer Lawrence was good as always. All the supporting players did a fine job. There was definitely some scary stuff or some, like, tense stuff. I liked... The ending played out to my memory of the book really, really similarly, but in kind of a different setting and in a little bit better... Like, the ending of the book, to me, always felt like a fever dream. Because I think I read it twice, and both times it was almost like it was happening, and you weren't really in... No one was really in control of what was going on. I don't know, it was very... My memory of it's foggy, but this, to me, was a little bit more dramatic, a little bit more satisfying than the ending of the book. And the Coda stuff was cool, too. So, yeah, I liked it. I would prefer to watch them both together. Like, I think, I can't wait till this one's out on home video, and we can just, like, have
a... Home video?
Yeah, well, you can't really say DVD or Blu-ray anymore. Home video still works. Everything we watch is video.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, when we watch things at home, on our TV, that's
video. I guess, but I don't know, like, saying home video is, like, VHS. That's what it makes me think of.
Oh, well, I mean, Blu-ray, DVD is just digital video.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I was just shocked by your choice of words.
I just don't know what else to call it these days because Blu-ray and DVD doesn't really work.
Apple TV.
Whatever.
At home.
I would like to watch it at home and watch the whole series kind of in sequence together. Mm-hmm. I think that would be nice. I think they will play very well together that way. Mm. So you had other things to say.
Yeah. I mean, I encountered this with the first half of this movie. I felt like Jennifer Lawrence's performance was off balance. Like, at times I felt like she was really good and strong and emotional. And other times I felt like... maybe the dialogue was weird, or like, I don't know, it just wasn't, it didn't, wasn't firing on all cylinders for me the whole time with her. I thought it was one of the worst, like, facial stitches I've ever seen regarding Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I think I know what you're talking about, but to me, like, there was a moment where I was like, something about that looked weird, but it wasn't, did not take me out of it.
It took me out of it a tiny bit. I knew it was going to come, and so I was, guess I was looking for it, so it took me out of it a little bit. Also, it's kind of a spoiler, maybe, I don't know. It's something in the last part of the movie.
I guess we'll say spoilers now. Boom, spoilers, okay, go.
That cat shouldn't be there. It should be in District 13 because she picked him up and she brought him back to District 13.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
that's maybe weird. He ran home.
No. really pissed me off,
actually. The districts are geographically oriented next to each other, so it's possible he could have ran home.
From down in a bunker?
He could have gotten out.
No.
Maybe they opened up the bunker and people came out.
I call bullshit on that.
I don't remember if the cat's there in the book or not. I don't remember.
I don't think so.
Maybe something to look up.
I don't know. So, yeah. Other than that, it was okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, that's it.
It's after the movies, I'm Ryan.
I'm Justine.